I left you in some suspense yet last time because I wanted to say a chiddush of mine, and I have to first admit that that chiddush is not mashma from the Gra himself, as I will explain. My kasha was this error that don't find the pasuk moitzi dibo huksil mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch about not saying over besayers loy taivos that don't have to do with misa, with the patira of a person. There are hundreds of examples of negative things. In fact, the Mishnah in Brachas Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, al Shmuis Rois. Shmuis Rois, he says, Baruch Dayanu Emes. Shmuis Rois covers a whole range of possibilities. Furthermore, Hasoch comes with this news about this Zera, and it comes to Mordechai, and the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph, says that it was done indirectly because Ein Meshivin Al HaKalkola. And they don't quote the Pasuk, this terrible news is not that someone was nifter, but that there's a gzeira. So the question is, all right, but it's certainly terrible news. So why isn't it motzi dibo huksil? And the Gemara should have said that it was said indirectly. The Marsha has a little bit of a din over there with Rashi, what exactly happened and how it was indirectly. The point should be exactly the same as the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Gimel. The Gemara should have said in Megillah Daf Tesvav, Moitzi Dibo Huksil. And it doesn't bring that pasuk. So the Halacha doesn't bring these other cases. The Halacha doesn't even bring the case of the Chitim Nasa Yafas. In that Gemara Gufa, it doesn't mention the pasuk Moitzi Dibo Huksil. Beferish. It just mentions the story and what he should have said. So the Shaila is that because a moment ago we mentioned the Pasuk Moitzi Dibo Huksil, so why should we have to say it again? Or maybe because the Pasuk Moitzi Dibo Huksil does not apply. So I start my investigation, and dafka from the Mishnah in Brachas, I meet an obstacle to my Shita. Why? Well, you notice that the Mishnah in Brachas says as follows. The Mishnah says, "An Shmuis Rois and Besayrois Tavos." So the question is, why did we change our lashon? Why don't we say either Shmuis for both, Rois and Tavos, or Besayrois for both? Why Benaygeya Tava is it Besayra, and why Benaygeya Ra is it Shmua? So the In a few words, in a very few brief words, the Teferes Yisrael Pirush on the Mishnayis, on the bottom of the Mishnayis, Yochan Abayas, Shmuis Rois, Loi Nakat Loshim Besayrois, the Moitzi Dibo Huksil, Rak Hu Shama Meatzmai. People don't go offering. Besayra means Yumavasar Befiv, Koil Mavasar Mavasar Vyomer. Shmua means there's an echo. You heard about it. Needless to say, you'll never have a shmua unless somebody talked. But it means that you're not looking for it and somebody's not informing you. It's in the air. There is a shmua. There's a shmua in the Beis Medrash. There's a shmua in the local tavern, Yichveis. Oh, but it's a shmua. It's not what? A besayra. So that's what he says. Why not? Because Moitzi Dibo Huksil. So that idea of the Teferes Yisrael is not new. Already the Gra in the Pirush of Shneis Eliyahu, which is in the back of many of the Yochan Abayas Mishnayas, he says exactly this. This is his Lashon. B'pnei sheshmua toiva mitzvah levasrei l'kach l'ma b'sayres. Abul Rois Bavade lo yoima lo ish ki moitzi dibo huksil elo yishma abul ein mishi yavatsa loy lekach omar shmuos. So this is what he says, and most probably that's where the Teferes Yisrael got the idea from. So this very subtle diuk that they changed the language from Besairis to Shmois is because you're not supposed to be Mevasa Ra, and now you have it that both the Gra and the Yochanan Boaz, the Teferis Yisrael, Yisrael Lifshitz, the Chaynam Levoch L'Chayelim Abba, they both mention the Pasuk Moitzi Diba Uksil. And Shmois Rois, as I mentioned earlier, is Lav Dafka Petira. It could be a whole slew of Shmois Rois, things that are negative in impact and implication. The truth be told, that this idea of the Gra was already mentioned in the different Pirush HaMishnayos from the Fall of Manu Chai Riki, who wrote a Pirush HaMishnayos which he started in his youth called Hoin Oshir. And in that Pirush, when did he live? He lived in Italy in the late 1600s, early 1700s. So he's substantially before the Gra and in Italy. And he says this Torah also. This is what he says. I wrote it down. Somebody actually intends to tell you this good news. So that's what he says is one of the pshatim why there's a difference in Loshen. He has another pshat also. So already you have three edim, the amonim, that the difference between Besaira Toiva and Shmua Ra is that Shmua Ra you're not supposed to say over. Interestingly enough, from Amanua Chayriki, he does not say Moitzi Diba Huksil. He doesn't bring that pasuk. But the Gra and the Shnois Eliyahu does. Afal P. Kane, I would like to suggest that the reason the Gemara doesn't mention it, and the reason the Gemara mentions no pasuk, but rather a meshivan ala kalkola as a principle, and why I think that it's only legabe misa, that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it in any other context either, this pasuk of Moitzi Diba. I did mention that the Chayodim says from a sefer that he heard, he doesn't remember where, that when you have a keshes, you're not supposed to tell a friend directly that you saw a keshes. You should, even though your purpose is that he should go out and make a bracha. So you have another example which is not about Petira, but this inyan is only mentioned first by the Chayodim and then the Mishnah Brura. It is not mentioned anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch itself or the Tur or the Beis Yosef or anybody else. So my suggestion was that the idea of Motzi Diba and the Lashon specifically of Motzi Diba only applies to Petira, even though the principle of not informing negative things is absolutely correct, L'chol HaDeyos, and is based on the idea of Ein Meshivin Ala Kalkola, that you don't go around causing Agmas Nefesh to people. In other words, every Besaira Ra is going to make somebody upset in some way. Otherwise, why is he making Baruch Dayan HaEmes? So there's no reason to go ahead with Hatchila and make somebody upset. So this is something that doesn't necessarily require a Pasuk. But why don't they bring the Pasuk Moitzi Diba Huksil? So I wanted to suggest, because just informing somebody of a truth, which is a Besaira Ra, is not Moitzi Diba. Because Motzi Diba is somebody who tells a lie. You'll ask me, of course, number one, how do I know that? Stop. And number two, if that's the case, then why don't we ask the same question, how is the Lashon Motzi Diba applies to someone who says that a certain person was Nifter, when in fact it's true, he was Nifter. So why do we use the Pasuk of Motzi Diba? And if we can use it there, why can't we use it by any truth, which is a Shmua Ra? Okay. So I start with the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Vayeshev, Vayove Yosef es Dibosam Ra El Avihem. So the Mefarshim in general are concerned, Diba is L'cha'ira Lashon Hara. So Diba Ra is a redundancy, it's a repetition. So why, you should have said, Vayove Yosef as Dibosom El Aviyah. Why does it say Dibosom Ra El Aviyah? Zok the Ramban first, lahaflig. Lahaflig sometimes means to exaggerate, sometimes it means to accentuate. It means, in other words, that wants to make it clear that this is not good. So diba means ra'a, but diba ra'a is super ra'a. It's really ra'a. So that's why it says lahaflig, ki kol diba ra'hi. And the reason it says ra'a, again, it's like diba ra'a shehi be'emes, be'emes ra'a, ra'a ma'od. Baldas Rashi, he brings a Rashi from Bamidbar Yudalid, Yitochen Shetiye Diba Toiva, Umevi Diba Hu Asher Yira Yagid. A Mevi Diba, interesting. A Mevi Diba is a person who goes around saying things, repeating things, whatever he sees. But it could be a good thing also. What we would call in the colloquial Ayenta. Ayenta. A drink cup, a yenta. But it doesn't necessarily mean that what he says is false. When it says dibara, then it's false. But that's only, says the Ramban, if it's vayove. Because in fact, the pasuk of Yosef is vayove Yosef as dibasa. That's why it has to add the word ra. Because maybe Diba is like Hoylech Rachel, it could be the truth. But Motzi Diba, says the Ramban, then you don't need the word Ra as an adjective, because Motzi, as opposed to maybe, Motzi means Ra. Motzi means Lashon Hara. So Motzi Diba is Lashon Hara. That's what he says. Avol Motzi Diba Huksil Ha'oimer Sheker. You follow? So my question is, the way the Ramban learns emphasizes crystal clear that when the Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Yud, says, U'motzi dibo huksil, what does it mean? That he's motzi a sheker befiv to tell somebody. And we apply this motzi dibo to a besoira of a petira. Now, was the person nifter? Yes. Did he embellish it in any way? Did he change it in any way? Did he say it was nifter 2 days ago and it was today, or vice versa? No. He's telling you exactly the truth. It is the truth of what happened, and there is no sheker in it whatsoever. Based on the Ramban, is a chashayla, how do you use the word motzi diba if the definition of motzi diba, that phrase together, motzi plus diba, means he's saying a sheker? As opposed to maybe diba, where then you could be sheker or emes, so you have to write the word raw. So I believe that the answer to that question is that whenever someone is nifter, who are we talking about? Tzadik or a rasha? We're not talking about rishon. Shame Rishayim Yukov. We had this din of Maitzi Diba does not apply to the Misa of a Rasha. I forget, the Misa of a Rasha is Taitla Oyla. It's much better, and it's a Mesaira Taiva, and you not only, maybe the mitzvah to say it. There's a Baruch Shepetarani, you know, going on when a Rasha is Nifta. So we're talking about Tzadikim. What happens when Tzadikim are Niftarim? So we suffer, but There is really no fetira, because the guf is bottled, but the neshama is kayemis. Not only is the neshama kayemis, but the person is translated to a better state of being. Nanin is ivashchina. Tzadikim yoishvim v'atrisein rasheya. So be'emis, all that sadness and all that misery has an element of sheker in it. Because it's a loss to us, and it's a personal suffering, and in the bus of Adam that we are, it is a tragic thing. But in the real picture, the picture as the Eivishta sees it, Ke'ilu, as the Neshama perceives it, the real picture is that it's a His'alus of the Neshama. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. It's a His'alus for the Neshama. So whenever the person packed in all those mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that he now has, the zechus that the neshama is nenem ziv ashkina on a certain level, so there's a redemption of the neshama. The neshama comes into this world in a certain way. You can call it a golus, and when the neshama returns, the neshama comes out of its golus. So for the neshama of the nifter, as is often mentioned by Hespedim, there is actually a simcha. Masha enkei for the people on earth. When a person informs someone of a petira, the information carries it the weight of tragedy, the weight of sadness, and the weight of despair. And that has in it an element of shekel. And I believe that's why it's motzi dipa. Because there's no way that we, who are basar vadam, can reconcile the loss here and the gain to the neshama. And that lack, that inability to reconcile, prevents us from seeing the emes la'amita. It's an astonishing thing. Not only that, but tzadikim afilu b'misosam kruyim chayim. Yaakov avinu lo meis. The etzem mahus of a tzaddik, that nekuda can never be dissolved. And the impact of the tzaddik can never be dissolved. So the tzaddik is really chai. But chai is meis. You know, there's that stira minei ubei that's inherent to every tzaddik, that tzaddikim b'misosam kruyim chai. So when you say the tzaddik is meis, there is an element of sheker in it, even though it is the truth. In the Metzius Hadvarim, that the body is Shabak Chayim L'cholcha. Memela, I believe that this peculiarity of a truth that has in it this inherent falsehood, if you will, in quotation marks, is only Shayach by Petira. It doesn't apply to other things. If a person has all kinds of other negatives, the negative is what it is. Now, it could be, when we say Baruch Dayan HaEmes, by the way, that what we are saying is that we really don't understand the positive in the negative. But Afal Pikein, it doesn't have that inherent type of disaster. Lamosh, let's say a person loses all of his money in the market. Right? It's a tragedy. Now, how does that person know that if he would remain wealthy, his children would go off to Derech because he would buy for them all kinds of toys, they would associate with the wrong people, and they would stop learning, and on and on and on? He would move to a neighborhood where there was much less Torah and Yira Shamayim, and his own Yiddishkeit would go down the drain? No one knows. So it could be that if he would know all of that in advance, he'd have a Simcha Atzuma. But the fact is that that's not the same point. The loss is a loss. Here, the loss is a gain. Because for the neshama, there is no loss. So, memela, if you have, and it's not a steer to what the girl was crying when he was leaving this world, that for a few pennies, he was holding the tzitzis and the lulav and esrog, and was chalav by sukkos, and he says, for a few pennies, you can buy all the matzah. Because ain't no chanami. What you can do here, you cannot do there. But the benefit that you have there is because the neshama stays alive. That's the point. The neshama does not die. So our sense of ptira, which is total loss and total abandonment, that person is no longer, is not true. He's just no longer here. So memela, the notion of ptira and the avelus associated with it and the kriya and on, which we are mechuyev to do, because we have to recognize the bas of adam connections. But afal pi kein, it is a moitzi diba, mitzi diba meaning saying a sheker. Because there's a built-in sheker to every statement of Ptira. If that's correct, it would explain why the Gemara, which does not speak about actual Ptira, but other tsaros and sakonis and maisin, which happen to a person, that they'll say, you're not supposed to say negative things. You're not ready to inform somebody, but they wouldn't use the word mitzi diba because it's not sheker.
Every
tzara
is built in a
kapara? Yes, yeah, so that's what I said. Whatever it is, but it's not a sheker. The tzara is a tzara, and the poel yotzes might be positive. Here, the tzara itself is not a tzara.
Not the poel yotzes that the Rebbe was referring to, but the kapara is built in.
Yeah, but the kapara doesn't fit. If somebody has a tremendous pain, right? So it might be a kapara, and Yisurim, I'm a Marikim Avinoiso Shalom, and that's 100% true. But nevertheless, for the Pesachus Rites, we say Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Why? Why don't we say Avinoiso? The Teretz is because the Metzius is that I'm having Yisurim.
What I'm saying is that niftar is not true. That's what I'm saying. Mace is not true. Yisurim by Yisurim. Anybody going to suggest that he's not having pain? So if a person would say to the marshal, you know, you are suffering because you lost a relative. That's 100% true. He is suffering. You know, there's a ma'aseh with the Chafetz Chaim that my father, Zosayin Gesund and Stark, tells me over. I don't know if he heard it from the Chafetz Chaim. It's possible. But I don't think so. I think he just heard that the Chafetz Chaim said this. Somebody once came to the Chafetz Chaim giving Sholem. He asked, no, what's Herzach? How are you? So the Rebbe says, Zeyah Shlecht. It's terrible. So the Chafetz Chaim chided him. He says, my entire Yid, you're not supposed to say Shlecht. If you want, you can say bitter. Because bitter means bitter. Because bitter is a feeling. That's a feeling. It's bitter. But Shlecht, you can't say Shlecht. So there is something like that. Yisurim, it is true that the person is having Yisurim. The whys and the wherefores and the tayyalas, so Yisurim could be the most wonderful thing in the world. Habibim all up, Yisurim lahem lo. Sarim, all right, Yisurim have people tell your associate, not people tell your associate. Habibim is only saying, Yisurim is a truth. Petira is not a truth, because there is no petira. From the ultimate perspective, there's a translation. From one modality to another modality, there is no finality, there is no death, because the neshama is there. By the way, this whole idea, I think, of motzi diba is meramis to us, if I'm right about this whole perspective, a gavaldika yisod in the whole concept of losing somebody. And it's a gavaldika vichtika zach, because we don't feel neshama, and we don't see neshama, we don't taste neshama, we don't touch neshama. And as the world descends to more and more of its gashmias and refusing to accept any ruchnius whatsoever, if it's not informed by the senses, we live in an unbelievable stira. That's what I keep mentioning. As science proves to us over and over again that our senses are fooling us yoimam valayla, all of quantum physics makes no sense. And it's not something we can sense, but it's not even something we can understand logically. Because the life experience on the macro level is a steer to what's going on the atomic level and the subatomic level. And the truth of the matter is, by them, this is Kodesh Kodoshim. Em Islam, Mita, Shol Torah, 1,000%. And it doesn't bother them that their logic dictates otherwise. That the straight lines are not straight, and that there are many different dimensions, and that speed can contract, and all kinds of things. And things can be in two places at the same time. I mean, there are things that mamish make no sense to the regular understanding that we have in our day-to-day. And Apple Peak, everybody knows Mekanesh Tansen Abeda Hasanas. So what do you mean two things can be the same? I mean, the same thing can be in different places. But quantum physics has its own derech. And quantum physics derech relates to the reality and makes sense, and the equations work, and the atomic bombs explode. So what's the pshat? The Terence is what we see is not really the truth to begin with. And what about infrared and ultraviolet and all the radio waves that are going through us, as I always say, yomam valayla, without our experiencing them at all? Do you know that you are, that W-I-N-S is mamish in front of your nose all the time? Not in front of your nose and in your bones. And it's going right through your body and through the walls of the base medrash. What's the pshat? The pshat is we don't have to collate. We don't have to kli machshir to be able to hear it. You carry a radio in your pocket, which used to be a big box like this, but now could be thinner than your fingernail, and you could hear everything with your ears. But just because you don't hear it with ears doesn't mean it's right in front of you. It's right there. It's traveling through. You just don't have the ability to catch it. It's like a bird that's flying by, and you don't have a net. So you can't hop it. That's all. But the bird is there. So if we don't know any of that, what do we know about neshama? A pasuk of Motzi Diba seems like a powerful idea. That it's really not true that he's gone. It's really not true. It's just a translation to a different modality, a different essence, which ultimately is a much more real essence. Except that our eyes and our ears and our nose, we can't relate to that. We can't. Because that's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu produced an Olam Hazeh. But be that as it may, that's what I wanted to suggest to you. Memela, all of the inyonim, I'm not saying that you're allowed to say these negative things. Chas v'shalom. Because that's not causing a person agmas nefesh. It's a logical thing. But the pasuk of Motzi Dibo was not used by Chazal in these cases.
Say Reuven's body died, that would be okay then.
Yeah, well, anybody that talks like that is a little funny. No, I'm saying, I mean, this is not the lashon of Bnei Adam. But Enochanan. If a person said that the neshama was separated from the guf, as far as Motzi Dibo is concerned, they might get away with it. The problem is that no matter what you say, what the person feels is not like that. You need a very, very big Baal Madrega to hear that. That's the truth. I mean, I never heard of a person that doesn't cry because of that, or doesn't have a tremendous sense of tzar and agmas nefesh. It's not because of the loss, it's because of the finality of the loss. Because you can't relate to that. I'm saying inherently it's a philosophical idea. You know, inherently, existentially, v'mizok. This is it. Reality and the ultimate reality are at such odds with one another in a way that doesn't exist in anything else. And that's the problem. The problem is that we can't digest the truth that we know to such an extent that it shouldn't be considered by some people. So in the end, the Lashon would be a good Lashon, but I don't think that the impact would make any difference. I would still say Maitzidi Boksa. Yeah, all right, it's just a thought, you know, but I wanted to share it with you. There are a lot of poskim that deal with the following question. I mean, in all the sparim today that talk about refuah and halacha, is what I mean by a lot of poskim. It's very recent that these things came up, but it's become a very popular topic. To what extent does a doctor tell it to the person straight out? Or to what extent is the doctor allowed or even obligated to hide the truth? Or, if not to hide the truth, to convey the truth in such a way that it's indirect? Like the equivalent of Eshtaka last year nasu fit in yokos. A couple of years ago you were healthy. Something like that. So that's the shaila. So there are a number of svarim that speak about it, and bedoy milozeh. The truth of the matter is I don't necessarily want to go into this halacha lemaisa. I believe that the poskim in general feel that you definitely should not spell it out in such a way that's a shock, and nor is it necessary to spell it out directly when the same information can be informed indirectly. At the same time, it's not appropriate to lie, and the inyonim of Mishanim Ibnei Darkei Shalom have very precise halachas associated with it. But more importantly than whether it is an inyan of midvash sheker tirchok or not, there are chazals and hapeiskim that discuss that a person has to know the truth because he has to know to be mesader himself, and he has to know to do tshuva, to say vidui, to be mitzaveh his children, and on and on, and to be mesader his mamanas too. That's also a very big chesed. So it isn't. Now, the nafkamina will be, what if something is possible to heal? Well, if you don't tell the person, the matzah, he's not going to look for a refuah. That's mamish abizrayu deritzicha. Of course you have to tell the person. And you have to tell the person with enough clarity that they should realize the matzah because they have to fight for their lives, for their health. And if you mollify it and make it into nothing, because you don't want to hurt that person's feeling, that person may decide the next day I have more important things to do than go to the doctor, to the hospital, to take the drug, or whatever. So it has to be spelled out. They have to know the chaymer ha'inyon, because they have to be attentive to that inyon in a serious way. So that kind of shaila is no shaila. And whatever it takes. If the person will never understand it unless you tell it to him point blank, then so be it. Because your chiyuv of refuah requires it. But we're talking about situations now. Before I say the next sentence. Lahefa, what about the opposite extreme? The person is
totally terminal, and there's literally nothing that can be done. So now you have all the points that I made before. Now here, of course, to tell them straight out is absurd.
You know, one of the very chashuv yidden that passed away recently,
his name is Schindler, Shmuel Schindler, Zechayna Levracha. And he, so when I went to be Menachem Avot, they told me the following,
that the son took his father to the doctor, and the doctor told him this
terrible, and the doctor was hemming and hawing and whatever. Anyhow, finally he spelled it out, and he asked him, you know, do you have any questions? So Mr. Schindler, you imagine, he's hearing now something that it's all over, you understand? Life is coming to an end. At least this life. He says, Doctor, before I go, I just want to make sure that you don't feel terrible that you have to inform me. Mamish, unbelievable madrekas. And then he said that he went downstairs, so there was like a shop there, a kiosk in the hospital, which sold the newspapers, candies, whatever it is. So he says to his son, he says, go and see if there's a kosher candy bar. I'd like to eat a candy. He says, Pa, you have diabetes, it's terrible. He said, did you just hear what the doctor said? Let me much enjoy life a little bit. So anyhow, this is the dilemma of every Erlich doctor. What is it and how I say it? Today, the tragic consequence of not having Erlich doctors, who are Shemrei Torah mitzvahs, whatever their religious or non-religious persuasion is, but if they're not Shemrei Torah mitzvahs, they are so beyond what the halacha expects of them, it's mind-boggling. Most importantly, in terms of end of life. The whole notion of the value of life, as I determine it as a human being, has taken over completely. Because if there's no Rabban Shlomo in his vocabulary, then the question of a person living when he's a vegetable, or worse than a vegetable, in terrible pain, and there's no parental ellis in extending that life at all, so why not put a shtickle end to it? Get the person out of his misery, and the people around them should finally come to a closure. That's the word, closure. You have to come to a closure. So this is so completely against halacha, it can often lead to Ritzicha Mamish. Ritzicha Mamish! Al pi halacha, the person yichayiv misa. For that kind of receiver.
But that's the way they are. So in terms of informing and everything else that has to do, there's no concept of chlal that you have to follow halacha, yiskaro, yiskapaisik, because they're not interested in any of this. There is no halacha in their lives. There's no paisik.
It's the way they feel. And if one generation is, you know, you have to be nice and you have to kind of obscure it, and the next generation is, so what are you talking about? That person's life, it's important for him to know the truth the way it is. The raw, bare bones truth. Who am I to hide it from him? Who am I to mollify him? He has to know his matzah.
So that's what happens when you don't have halacha to guide you. You can go min ha-kotza el ha-kotza, because who says that you're right and who says that you're right?
And one generation could be like this and the other generation could be the exact opposite.
You know, you can have a baby. Could you imagine you are not happy
that you're giving birth to a girl? So up to the 7th month in China is beheta. After the 7th month is vidisa. So who gave him that divine kayach to say, when we know that babies are born preemies today, and you can preserve them and save their lives when they're 1 month, 2 months, 3 months pregnant? I mean, they're doing miracles. I don't want, but I mean, they're managing miracles today. There are miracles. A baby could be a pound, 1 pound, and the baby can be viable. So you're telling me 6 months, 7 months, do best? So it's no revival. It's mamish no revival. No revival. It's ritzicha mamish, ritzicha.
But they decided, who wants a girl?
They have shidduchim problems. Be a myriadical solution to the shidduchim problems.
Let's kill them all off before they're born. It's meshuggah in kop and ganzen. It's meshuggah in a human sense. It's disgusting.
Mi somcho. Why is your life valuable and that life is not valuable? Oh, but it's not really life. It's not really but. It's shreklach.
So what I'm saying is that all these shailas have much more to do. You see, What I'm driving at is, you can speak about Maitzi Dibok soon, you can speak about Yeshiva HaKalkol, you can be very, you can try to finesse the Lashonis. That's not the issue of Bizman HaZeh. The issue of Bizman HaZeh is that the Reife is also a Reitzayach. That's the issue of Bizman HaZeh. So we're spelling it out, not spelling it out. They don't have that halachic edelkeit. Unless they're Shem Yitar Mitzvahs. Unless they're Shem Yitar Mitzvahs. And unfortunately, sometimes you have doctors who are extremely competent, but they are the furthest thing from Shem Yitar Mitzvahs, and you come into these mascots. You know, that they'll tell you things that are outright, Mr. Shmero, I had a nice day. I give you 1 month. I give you 1 month. We had a mispalel, he never has a brain tumor. So he comes into the doctor looks at the most recent MRI, which was 6 months after the previous one or whatever, and he tells him that, you know, he should go home and pack his bags. 2 days later, he calls up, he says he didn't read it right. Didn't read it right. It's like, you know, it's like the spots were on his glasses. You know? He wasn't on the film. No revival. You know how many times a family calls me? The doctor says it doesn't pay to keep it going. What can we do? So I tell them, don't pay any attention to the doctor. But the doctor says that it's managed any minute. Don't pay attention to the doctor. You follow the halacha. 6 months later, they ask me the same shayla. 2 years later, they're asking me the same shayla. What happened to the doctors any minute? It's unbelievable. And the whole hospital, the nursing staff, everything, hospice is a makom of ritzicha. Hospice says, don't do anything to preserve life, just make them feel better. As you are guaranteeing that they will die. That's what hospice is. And all the what's the Calvary? Never listen to the advertisements, Rabbi say. This is al shaloi al pitayra. You cannot fall into their hands even for 1 minute. And that's why it's critical that everybody should have a Rav and a Pesach, and we had also that the living wills. I don't know if everybody pulled one out, but it's a very, very wichtige gezach. I mean, all the Elche Dokterim are mamish, they've got supplies. And whenever they have a chance to speak, there's a Sfardi Rav, Dr. Madelon, he gave a whole series of lectures in the Ben Torah. We had here an Aguda meeting for the Rabbonim, and one of the very choshev, cancer doctors, Tzadik Yisrael Olam, Dr. Yasha Hirschout. So he gave a presentation and he was mamish crying. He was crying tears in his presentation. He says, they're Reutzch, he says. Reutzch. It's no revival. So I don't want to make it a small issue. I don't want to say, you know, the Shabbos, how should the doctor say it? Finesse it, not finesse it, clarify it, not clarify it. You should know, Bizman HaZeh, you're going to a doctor, you have to know that if he's not an Elo Chayidus, you have to be warned against what he says, and how he says it, and why he says it. You have to go to three opinions, not to him alone. You have to get a clear picture for yourselves, and then you have to follow the halach. A very wichtige Sach. The Eibishter zal helfen that we should not have any of these nisyonos. Amen. I wanted to mention a number of other things. There's a Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim in Simon Tov Bey says, Ein Meshivin ala Kalkola, Davka Keshetucha Loima, Loi Nafkolon Mino. He says, this idea that you should do it in an oblique way, indirectly, because it's a negative thing, is only if the consequences will be the same one way or the other. But in other words, if you have to tell the people the British are coming and they're in front of your nose, you can't say Lu Yitzuyer, I'd be able to say, you know, there's a Medina called England. I mean, you can't do that because the British are coming. So the same thing, like it says Einenu Tahira, but it says Tnei Ahimachem, is the same thing. If you want to make the point and you need to make the point, so the Sefer Chassidim says whatever it takes.
Avukashiyesh
He says if he doesn't tell them that he's sick, he's not going to look into it and make sure that he has a doctor. And he gets treatments. He says, and not necessarily was it a correct judgment, says the Sefer Chassidim. Hasach felt that she's going to die, and he had Rachmanis on her. Because the Melech will kill her. Ki ein lovay ala Melech, elin kein, v'ani loy nekresi lovay zesh loy shinyayim. So the chances of him falling for me is very low. And I don't have a permission. So he's going to kill me. Achas dosi lovis. So Hasach had Rachmanis on her. But he didn't make the right judgment. Because he should have cheshbon that if it doesn't inform Mordechai, then there won't be a hatzolah for Klal Yisrael. And maybe he wasn't interested in Klal Yisrael. Maybe he was only interested in, you know, depends who Hasoch is and so on. Okay. But that's what the Sefer Chassidim says. There's an Orchus Chayim that says an amazing thing. As far as the halacha, there's a halacha that dovetails, that somehow spins out of the inyan of Motzi Dibur Huksil. How do you inform the Olam without telling them? So he says, the Orchus Chaim, and it's in the Kolboy, and then it was Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a minug, Lishpoich kol mayim she'uvim she'yiyu b'shchunasai. And we don't have that minug, whatever the reason is, but there's a minug to pour out all waters that have already been gathered. A person has water in a keli in his house, he has to pour it out. But in the neighborhood. The tam minug, l'simon sheyedu hakol sheyesha mikre moves v'lo yiyye tzorich loymar bepeh. You heard that, Maisa? V'yiyye ha-moidiya moitzidiba she'olav ha-kosav oime moitzidiba huksil. And then he gives a himlisha explanation. V'yesh oimim ki malach ha-moves mapul b'mayim tipas dam min ha-meis. Of course, that's it's not the regular tipas dam that has hemoglobin in it. It's something that's Upsahim Lishazach, the Samach Lishvicha Samayim, Smach Lishvicha Samayim in a Torah, may I post it for Thomas and Miriam, the Samach Lev Lahoya Mayim Laeda. Why? Because they all poured the water out. So it's a smach. Yet, Pam Achasira Mesbe Erev HaPesach. Now we have a problem. What's the problem? The water that was especially prepared, Mayim Shalonu, for the baking of the matzahs. So what do you do now? So Maisav Achas, this is a continuation of the Orchus Chaim. I always love to quote the Orchus Chaim because his name was Aaron ben Rav Yaakov HaKoyim. Pam Achas Ira Meis Be'erev HaPesach V'Oma HaRav She'ein Tzorech Lishpach HaMayim Shalonu. Why? Leil Shimurim Hu. Anything associated with the matzah has that protection. Interesting. Leil Shimurim Hu.
You're going to eat the next day.
Even though it's not the same day, right? That's what I'm saying. Even though it's not the night of Pesach. Leil Shimurim. The matzah that you're going to use for the Leil Shimurim already has the protection of the Leil Shimurim. And even the water that you're going to use to bake the matzah. Interessant. What about that? In general? So, Shomer Psoim Hashem. Interessant. In other words, if you need it, you have no brera. So you use it and you hope for the best. Of course, if the reason is because of informing people, it's not so ernst. But if there is this inyan that Malach HaMavah somehow gets his hands on this water, so then of course it's not so pashut. Like a chamira sakanta meisur. I just want to just mention one more thing. There's an issue that keeps coming up. Yisun Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer. Now we have the Misaskim. You also have Tzefach that clapped all over Yerushalayim. Right? About these black and white, you know, very big placards that you have. And you have it here also that they paste on the walls of the shul or on the front doors when people come into shul that morning. They see that somebody's nifter and there's a Leviathan. So what about all of that? So we already saw that there's an Indian Biksav might be different and those who say Biksav is not different. And there it says black on white, if you'll pardon the pun, but it says black on white that there is a patira and the levaya will take place. So there's a tzad on the part, we already saw Rebbe Zil Hildesheimer's tshuva, and the Shoyal discussed that, that if it's mili v'hespeda are built into it, then it's yikra d'shchivi, and therefore it's mutar. It could be that if people will not come to the levaya, it won't be a covet for the nifter, and then also there's something else. When people who are shaykh to the levaya are not informed, they end up having times. Why wasn't I called? Why wasn't I informed? Why am I a second-class citizen? Why isn't it important for me to know? So to avoid that, it's to mar b'sholem ba'olam, maybe that overrides perhaps the opinion of Motzi Diba in these cases. Some answer, maybe a das yochid, that the whole inyan is only by shmur rechoka and not before the levaya. The whole discussion of the bonim, not the bonois, because of kaddish. So that deus extrapolates and says that's just one example of many. If there's any critical need to deal with something, to take care of something, as far as the levaya, as far as all arrangements of hespedim and so on, that you need to inform somebody directly, that you have to do that. Of course, there are ways of informing which are just as good, but they're indirect. But it's not always easy to do that, especially if it's a mass thing that you have to tell a lot of people. In one of the Sfarim, one of the many Sfarim that come out to tell stories plus halachas, so it tells a maisa about Rav Ruderman, Zichrono Levracha, who was from Slabodka and he was the Rosh Hashiva of Baltimore. He was Moira, so there was a maisa. Let me read it to you. Bizmanenu medim l'rabim al misosa shal adam l'man yavoyu l'al v'yosli b'medois kir or al yedei hashmas ramko yesh litmoa ki yesh gemarim fereshes moitzi dibo ksil. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Tov Beis mishemes l'meis v'loin noidala ein achayva sheyomru. See, because one thing that Vita is a chiv to say it, but it's doing it directly. But the Shulchan Aruch says it's not chiv to say it, except for the bonim. The chidah in one of his Sfarim explains why ki atagoyrim nezek gadol shashemeya yisatzev v'yemayit ba'avodas Hashem v'avin toli bach. He says a person gets depressed and a depressed person can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. So the person is being goyrim a miut in avodas Hashem. Interesting. Yeah. V'nir elisha yesh lohoysif kivin sh'anocha sheveres chatzi gufa shal adam. Gemara in Brachas. Yesh b'kach nezek l'briyus gufay shel hashemeya. He says you can make a person sick from telling him such a thing. Because the groan, the despair, can break a person. V'osu l'hazik kolod einenu m'chuyovim b'kach. Yeah. And you see how far the Chavis Yoyer goes. He says in one of the tshuvas of Chavis Yoyer, Simon Reish Aleph, he said, you don't have to be magia the Avel, even though he's going to proceed with his Simchas Purim, which is a stira to the Avelis completely. I mentioned at the beginning, when we started talking about these halachas in an earlier shiur last week, that it's not pshat that he's not going to inform him, but that therefore this person will be violating his Avelis. Since he's not informed, there's no Easter for him to go to the... He doesn't know that he's an avil. It's not an oynus rachmona patre. He's simply not in a matzav of avilus. So there's no stira to the avilus. But in any case, that's how the Chavis Yoyer paskens. V'ayinoy tsefa chasidim. And he quotes a number. V'yisera mizu matzanu b'shailus etshuvas Reb Yedidya Taya Vail. Shem meduba b'ben yeshiva v'al yedeo avilus yisbatel min limudo. Ein lo dia lo ad achrei la midyoyim. So he says that there was a pasuk that said that in order to prevent him from losing the time for learning, you don't have to tell somebody that he lost the karuv that he's been sabal alav till after shloshim yom. So on this he says, "V'kein hoya ma'aser rav etz lagoyin hanoida ma'ino Rabbi Yakiyos Gruderman shebitzirusa lomad v'yeshiva slabotka rochik mibeisay." Because Meis Aviv, who was a big rav, the noida l'Rosh Yeshiva, the Levush Mordechai, the Rosh Yeshiva, he said
Ein lo hidia loy al kach ad avor lamid yoim kedei loy levat loy milimudoy. And then he writes that the Marash Engel, in the name of Reb Chatzka Lishinover, the Divrei Yecheskel, he writes that if im hames hishir achar of kama bonim, if he had several sons, it's enough that one of the sons says Kaddish, so you don't tell the rest of them. You know that this Ramah of Lohidiyah Labonim, not Labonais, is to a son among sons, but you don't have to tell all of them, and you shouldn't therefore tell all of them, because one of them says Kaddish is enough. That's what he brings from Chatzkel Shinever. Ve'viu Rai Lekach, Milishoinoi, Shel HaRamah. It's interesting, they were Medayik in the Lashon of the Ramah there in Simon Tov Beis. Shebabonim Pasach Beloshon Rabim. Well, the Gabi Kaddish Siyim Beloshon Yochid Sheyoymar Kaddish, not Sheyoymru Kaddish. It says, even though there are Bonim, only one is saying Kaddish, he's the only one that you have to say. And then, of course, the Toyelis of saying Kaddish that's mentioned in the Zoya is only sons, not other Kroivim. And then the Marami panel also writes the same thing, etc., etc. Before we begin these sheets, I wanted to make two ha'aris about our previous topic, which is Maitzi Dibo Uxil. First of all, from the fact that it's Ahadre Likrare, when he came back to inform them, and he didn't want to say anything, but not only that, he didn't want to imply, even by their observation of his beget, because if he would have had the kriya open, then they would have just looked at him, and they wouldn't have come to any other conclusion, but obviously that of Kana is gone. So he doesn't have to say a word, and they'll know. So why isn't that okay? So you see from there that even to be merames, there's a remes that's explicit also. And an explicit remes is just as bad as saying it with your mouth. But if you say something that's not explicit, then even if you say it verbally, it's all right. So if a person says, I don't know, or I'm not saying, or anything like that, as long as it's not sheker, so I don't know is probably something you can't say, but I'm not saying, I'm not talking, or you say Maitzi Diba Huxil, then obviously the implication of it is very obvious. But it's not the same as the implication of the beggar. The beggar is not only an implication, it's a statement. It is only shayach to have such a kriya if he's coming back from Rav Kana after his nifta. Mashenken, I'm not saying the etzem interpretation of it doesn't say anything at all. But the implication that they derive, that you're allowed to do. Because yeah, you have no greater. The only alternative would be not to come back. So that's one point that I wanted to make. Again, that the implication that's explicit by the beged is just as bad as saying it with your mouth. Second point I wanted to make got a little bit flaunted in this Ramban, which is actually the language of the Ramban is not easy. And the question is, what is the machloikus between the Ramban and Rashi? And is the Ramban himself subscribing to the difference between Mevi Diba, like Vayove Yosef is Diba Samra, Mevi Diba, bringing the Diba, and Motzi Diba. As some of the Sfarim point out very clearly, that Motzi Diba means you are creating something from scratch, because it isn't true. Mevi Diba is something that's already there, but you're bringing it along to the other person. So therefore they say that Mevi Diba is used when it's true, and Motzi Diba is used when it's false. So the question is this the Ramban's Torah? So I mentioned it in the name of the Ramban. And I was asked to explain the Ramban's inside, and I think I have a clarity after thinking about it actually for quite a while. Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev, on Vayove Yosef as Dibosom Ra'ah, right? So he says, Dibosom kol loshon diba parle ditzblaz. Like the French parle, even in the modern French, is to speak. It's speaking. Kol masha yoyochol adabahem ra hoya misaper. So Rashi is saying, in other words, that the word diba means to speak.
and you can speak and chatter, you can speak in Hakka Chinik, but it doesn't necessarily that you're saying something wrong. You're not hurting anybody, you're just talking. It could be theoretically, I don't know if the word Diba could ever be used in a super positive way. Could we speak about Diba in Torah? Well, if Diba comes from Dovei, so you have Dovei, Sif Se Yishenim, Sif Soso Dovei Vos Bekever, he's talking about Divrei Torah. So Rashi says that the word Diba means speaking. What kind of speech was Yosef engaged in? Diba Sam Ra. What does it mean, Diba Sam Ra? A speech which brought the Ra of the brothers to the father. So that's what Rashi says. Diba, Loshon Dovev, Sifse Yeshenim, because the Pasuk in Sher Shim Perek Zayin. And then he says before, Kol Masha Haya Yochel Ledaber, Bohem Ra Haya Misaper. Whatever he could find, whatever he could bring forth that was negative about his brothers, he would inform the father. So it's mashma that according to Rashi, the word Diba itself is totally neutral. And the Pasuk says, Diba Samra, because the speech that we're talking about was a negative speech, because he brought to the father the bad things that he could say about his brothers. Says the Ramban, right here, on this Pasuk, Zokter Azeh, V'tam Diba Samra, Lahaflig, Ki kol diba ra'ahi. So the Ramban says, I don't agree with Rashi. The word diba is not the same as dovev sifse yishay. The specific word diba, dalet beis hey, when it's used, is always implies negative speech. Not nice speech. It's not neutral. It's negative. So it says diba sam ra'ah, then it's a kefel halosha. So he says exactly right. Diba means bad speech, and Diba Samra means very bad speech. That's what he means by lahaflig. Lahaflig means to exaggerate, to extend the Ra times two, so to speak. So when you want to say Diba, it's a mild, nasty comment. When you want to say Diba Ra, you mean a very nasty comment. That's lahaflig. So we have clearly a machloikus between the Ramban and Rashi about the Shoirish, the word Diba, and what it means. According to Rashi, it's totally neutral. Could even be used in a positive context. Dovev sifse yishenim. And according to the Ramban, Diba is not Dovev. And whatever Dovev means, it doesn't have anything to do with Diba when it's used that way, Dalet Beis He. Dalet Beis He is always negative. So what's Diba Ra? Very negative. Lahaflig. Then the Ramban continues, and he could have stopped right there. The Ramban continues and he says the following words. Valdas Rashi, Yitochein Shehi Diba Tova. According to Rashi, it's possible to use the word Diba and mean good speech. So he didn't finish the sentence, but what he meant was, therefore, when Rashi looks at the Pasuk, Ra'a is meant to explain what kind of Diba we are talking about here. So it's not used to exaggerate, it's used simply to define. Diba could mean good speech, so it has to say Diba Ra'a. That's, he's explaining Rashi. So Valdas Rashi, Diba could be Diba Tova. Now he writes, Umevi Diba, hu asher yire yagid. Avomotzi Diba, hu ksil, ha'omer sheker. Now here, you almost get the impression that he's talking in terms of Rashi. Because didn't he himself say that Diba is always negative? So I think what we did was we made a logical jump, which was a mistake. And we ended up in a confusion. The Ramban is now, after he quotes Rashi, finished with Rashi. The Ramban is going back to his own Torah. And the Ramban says, I want you to know, there are two kinds of negative statements. First negative statement is the truth. The truth, when it's told to the wrong people, it can be a very damaging statement. And that's why it's Diba, because it's a negative thing. It's not a nice thing to do. It's wrong, but it's the truth. Then there is a Diba, which is wrong and false. You start make up a baba maisa about somebody that's negative, and you sell it. we have the difference in the two averus of
Otzi
Sheira and
Lashon Hara.
Exactly. So that is what the Ramban is saying about his own Torah. He's saying Diba is always negative. Now, would somebody say that Motzi Shemra is positive and Lashon Hara is negative? Of course not. You understand? Or vice versa. Person would only say they're both negative, but they mean two different kinds of speech. One speech which is telling the truth to the wrong people, at the wrong time, in the wrong way, and the other one is telling a blatant lie. So that is what the Ramban is saying is the difference when you use the word Diba, which is negative. It depends what you want to say about Diba, whether you will use the verb Mevi Diba, or you will use the word Motzi Diba. If you use the word Motzi Diba, it's Sheker. If you use the word Mevi Diba, then the negative Diba that you're talking about is the truth. Now when you see, for example, Motzi Diba Uksil, so that the pshat of that pasuk is that he's not telling the truth. He's creating a lie. He's Motzi Diba, like he's Mamtzi Diba. When it says by the Meraglim, by Yotziyu Dibas Ha'aretz, or Dibas Ha'aretz Ra'a, Diba is negative, and Ra'a means very negative. Had a lot of tremendous amount of damage, and it was very nasty. But the fact that it says Motziyei Dibas Ha'aretz Ra'a, the word Motziyei is explaining what kind of negative. A negative that is true or a negative that is false? Motzi, false. Was Tiger Arts not much? Now when you go to the Ramban, obviously, I didn't finish the sentence, but when it says by Yosef, by Yahweh Yosef as Dibasam Ra, what does that mean? That true. It's a negative statement because it's meant to harm. And it is, however, a statement that is in its truth, falsehood level, it's true. Like Motzi Shemran and Lashon Hara, exactly.
Did the Meraglim say the truth?
No, so by the Meraglim it doesn't say by Yahweh, it says by Motzi.
Well, did they say the truth?
No, they didn't say the truth. The Ramban says they started with the truth, and Rashi said, all the Mepharshim based on the Medrash, if you want a truth, if you want a falsehood to be miskayim, then you say a truth at the beginning. But obviously everyone is masking that they are not saying the truth. Because the truth is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, then obviously we'll be successful. And that's the truth. You know, there's all kinds of truths. There's truths of observation and the truths of knowledge. You know, like the Ribbono Shel Olam exists is a truth. You know, that's a different kind of truth than, you know, I am holding this tape recorder in my hand right now. But they're just the same, they're both truths. It doesn't, I'm not going into the nitty gritty of the parshias. This is what the Ramban is saying, crystal clear. That when you have Motzi, it means that it's essentially not true. And if you have Mevi, it could be true, but it's not nice anyhow, it's doing damage. But Diba is always damage. As opposed to Rashi, that the word Diba could even be possible. In theory, Rashi could find a place where they use the word Diba in connection to saying over a good Tishtikul Taira. The wonderful Talmid. And that's why he quotes the Pasuk of Dovev Sivsei Yishayim, which is a very positive statement. Now, the Ramban, just to clinch it, mentions this Nakuda twice more in Bamidbar. Once in Shlach Perek, both in Shlach, but once in Shlach Perek, Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed Beis, he writes, V'da, ki motzi diba huksil asher yom ha-sheker, avol ha-magid emes yikorei mevi diba, k'mo she-nema v'yove Yosef es dibosam ro'el aviyem, v'al ze nen shulomus b'mageifa, she-nema v'yomusu anoshim motziei diba sa-oretz ro'a b'mageifa lifnei Hashem. So he's saying that, he's not saying that the fact that it says the word diba plus Ra is Lahaplid. He's saying Motziei Diba means that they said Sheker. And the Ramban repeats himself in Perek Yud Dalid on that Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Motziei Diba Sa'aretz Ra. Ramban. Varpirashti ki onsham hagodol ha'oyo ba'avur hadibo shotziyu ki eretz ocheles yoshveh ahi v'hoyo sheker gomor. You hear? He says it explicitly. He says that what the Meraglim said, b'nogeya, eretz ocheles yoshveh is sheker gomor. How could you say Ochelos Hoshveh? Everybody there was having a fine time in a civilization that was flourishing. So what is it, Eretz Ochelos Hoshveh? It sounds like they came to a desolate place where it's full of contamination from used plutonium, and everybody's dying in the streets. That's Eretz Ochelos Hoshveh. But this is nothing of the sort. So he says it was a sheker gomor. Imam Am Rav Kachola Shasfas Hayom Laroi Vesus Varechav Rav Miyoid. So when the Yeshua describes the Matzav, it sounds like they're extremely successful and they're doing extremely well and they're a dangerous enemy. So what do you mean Eretz Hakelus Yoshveh Ubatayra? V'noshal Goyim Rabim Ipanecha Shiva Goyim Rabim Vatzumim. It says Vatzumim. So he says V'heimo Yuma Fligim B'chayzik Ka'am Ki Az Ha'am Ki Chazaku Miyoid V'lei Shiva Al Divrei Moshe Shomalem Amatu Im Rav El Amru La Am Achrei Ken Ki Oretz Ocheles Yoshveh. So he says they start out by saying they're very tough people, but then he says that the land itself is no good. Interesting. Because of Rashi, Kol Oitzaz Diba Loshen Oitzaz Dvorim Sheim Amalkichim Es Ha'odom L'daber Bo. It means neutral. Whatever brings a person to talk, whatever, like the Rambam, which we'll see, has five categories, some have four categories of speech. So he says, whatever brings a person to speak is called Diba. And from the pasuk, Kamoi Doiviv Sivsi Yishenim. V'yeshna l'toivo, v'yeshna l'ra. Rashi Shita is that Doiviv is neutral. L'kach ne'amar motzi diba soritz ra, sheyesh diba sheyitova. So the same thing like Vayov Yosef is dibasam ra. Here it's motzi dibas ra. According to Rashi, ra is meant to define. Because the diba could be good in Gansen. So ra means it's bad speech. V'hine akosuv motzi diba huksil. V'enenu l'tova. He's asking the kash on Rashi. If Diba is neutral, then Motzi Diba doesn't tell you what kind of Diba. So why does it say Motzi Diba Huxil? It should have said Motzi Diba Ra Huxil. So you see that the word Diba itself is bad enough. So why does it say Ra sometimes, yeah, and sometimes no? What happened? This is the Ramban Shita. And that's what he says. V'chein loitzi diba al oretz, doesn't say ra in pasuk lamed vav here, and l'chein v'dibas chalotashuv a pasuk in Mishlei much later chaf hey ela aval, he means ela kol diba l'ra v'yaskir diba ra l'haflig. So again, the Ramban is very consistent and a very oiska halten. The Ramban says that the word diba is negative. Rashi says diba is neutral. When according to Rashi, it has to say ra, and he asks kashas from sukkim that don't we use the word ra. And that was obviously our bad. Rashi probably answered that the context tells you it's wrong. You know, Rabbi Yosef is the Bosom Alabim, doesn't tell you anything. Yosef is a tzaddik. So it has to say raw. The Meraglim was sent to Kulam Anoshim, Rosh Hashanah Yisrael Haima. So it has to say raw. Ayuk says the first time the Bosom, but it says later the Bosom raw. So we can rely on the Torah's explanation later for the Pasuk earlier. Abaviyaz on his zayin, whenever he uses the word raw, is because it needs to explain. And Dovah Sivse Yishenim, of course, is Taiva. And the other psukim that you have, mostly people exil. If it says exil, then obviously it's not good. Because if it would be good, then he wouldn't be exil. But the Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says the word diba is never neutral, and it's not the same as dovev sivsi yishenim. Might not even be the same shirish. He doesn't talk about the shirish, but in any case, the word dalid base a, the way it's written, is negative all the time. So motzi diba, everyone understood that the word diba, motzi diba, means motzi bad words, uksil. What about raw? He says, yeah, you use the word raw when you want to say it's super bad. If it's really, really bad. So Vayova Yosef as Dibasam would have been enough, but Dibasam was so bad that it was Dibasam raw. In the same of the Meraglim, Vayetziu Dibas Ha'aretz raw, that's why they were Mesim Bamagefa, because they said things that were very bad. Of course, in this context, you understand, Bechiras Yosef came as a result of it, and of course, the 40 years in the Midbar came as a result of it. Not only that, but the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, etc., etc. Moshe Rabbeinu is maybe not going into Eretz Yisrael. There's so many things that were horrible consequences of this moment of Motzi'ei Diba Ra was really, really bad. But Diba itself is, now the Ramban says, now that we know that Diba is negative, I want you to know something else. that when the context uses the verb maybe for this negative speech, it means because it's the truth, but it's negative anyow. He shouldn't have opened up his mouth, he shouldn't have said it. But it is true. The facts that he's mentioning to hurt and to harm are true facts. Mashenke, when it says motzi, that's altogether manufactured. So that's the Ramban, and Baruch Hashem, everything is on the koimai yavoi b'shalom. So it comes out that according to the Ramban, motzi diba huksil is telling you the kind of bad speech, that this is something that the person manufactures meirosh to be able to. So why was that important to me? Just to chazer over what I said. What was important to me was that this halacha that you find and the use of the pasuk motzi diba is not found in the Shulchan Aruch in any other context but somebody's petira, someone's demise. That you don't inform someone if he was nifter, you don't have to, and you can even obscure, like, you know, letting him go to Purim parties and so on, obscure the fact. And why is that? Because motzi diba huksil. And the pasuk itself is mentioned by, in the Gemara, b'noget Rav Kana, motzi diba huksil. And the same thing we find, that you don't mention that pasuk, even when it says that you're not supposed to say negative things in a negative way. So we have the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, and there you see that they are not speaking about motzi diba huksil, even though it says that you're not supposed to say the kalkola, outright. So kalkola ba'alma is an emes, and that's why the pasuk motzi diba does not apply. The gzeira against the Yidden was very emes, unfortunately. And bringing it to the knowledge of Mordechai was something that was bringing the truth. Motzi diba is sheker. Why is it sheker to tell somebody that someone was nifter when in fact he was nifter? So that's what I suggested, that our understanding of petira is really a tard to the sasser. Because even as we believe in the Olam HaEmes, and even as we believe in the indestructibility of the neshama, and even as we believe, therefore, and also in Tchias HaMesim, by the way, but nevertheless, the petira hits us like a 10-ton brick, which says there's no longer. And this idea that someone is no longer is inherently shaken. So that's why it's not right to mention it. It's not because of the tsar that it causes, because many other mentions could cause tsar, and they wouldn't bring the pasuk of motzi diba huksil. May bring this, the Gemara of Al-Kala and other Gemaras, like the Gemara of Eshtak and Nasuchit and Yotos. You're not supposed to motzi diba, dover meguna, dover she'eno hogun, but it's not shaken. Niftar is, it's a tremendous idea. If I'm right, it's a very, very fascinating parsha in the whole concept of Avelus and what Avelus is all about. You know that the Rambam, and I've mentioned this a number of times in the Shiur here and in the past, that the Rambam has an idea that the Iker purpose of Avelus is to do tshuva. And as I've pointed out, the Avelus purpose, what's the point of doing tshuva? What's the tshuva? But Maisa, somebody could have been nifter in a very natural and very normal way, and you're not dealing with a catastrophe, with a cataclysmic era, you're not dealing with an accident on the highways. So what is the tshuva? Person is nifter, he's 95 years old, and that's it, you know. So where is the tshuva? Avelus, I understand, because everybody loses a father, doesn't matter how old the father is, he's lost his father. He's lost the connection to the previous door. He's lost a lot of things. And besides, there is that sense of loss. But tshuva? So I always say that the tshuva is that a person should appreciate what it means to be alive. What it means to have time that does not have infinite property. What it means to have that limit which is set for you and you don't know what it is. And we should all live very, very long. Arichus yam v'shanim, but if we live 500 years, we should feel that way. So why dafka now? We feel that way all the time. The answer is somebody asks, you can live forever. He said, well, are you crazy? Of course not. The Terence is, that's my mashal of the astronaut. I think it's a meridika mashal because it just spells it out black and white so clearly. That's what Mishalim are for. It paints the picture. Everybody knows the earth is round. But the knowledge that the astronaut has, who looks out the window of his capsule, and he sees the Earth, and it is round. That knowledge is a knowledge that is superior in so many ways. He has the reality crystal clear in front of him. That is Rachmana Litzlan Avelus. Avelus acknowledges the demise of a person. It acknowledges a person's limit, his finality. The time is up. And seeing that in front of a person's eyes, in the sense of not being a participant in a Levaya, Rachmana Litzlan, when somebody's nifta, but really giving you the kishrus because it's yours, that is something that is like the astronaut looking out of the space capsule. And if a person doesn't take advantage of doing tshuva and saying, from now on I will do what? I'll use every minute l'toiva. I will not do anything l'ro. I will not set myself back. I will move forward. I will realize that every minute that escapes is a minute lost that can never be retrieved. And on and on. That kind of ira tshuva is the same as the Rambam says, and the Rambam uses that phrase by Avelus too, which I always mention, v'yeyar mishnasol, he wakes up from his slumber. The Rambam's shita is that the vast majority of people, including frum people, are walking around like sleepwalkers in the middle of the night. A person goes to get himself, he gets out of bed, goes to the refrigerator, pours himself a drink, may even make a bracha, goes back to sleep, and the next day he doesn't remember anything about it, because he did it in the middle of sleep. And that is the Rambam's shita about most people's lives all day long for 70 years. And the Rambam says things happen which give you the opportunity to wake up. And that's the Rambam by Shofar, and that's the Rambam by Mezuzah that I mentioned 100 times, and that's the Rambam. So there's no question that Avelus has this incredible purpose. But the kasha is, why the focus so much on tshuva? The answer is because the focus on Ptira is not a true focus. The focus on Ptira is the blindness of us that we only have our ability to see this world. But if we really had a picture of what happens in the Ptira, I'm not saying that like by the New Orleans, that they go around the Tupim of a Mechai or something. Never mind. There is a kernel in all of these religions, you know. They took everything from Yiddishkeit. All of the other religions, they took everything. I mean, the monotheistic religion, they took everything from Yiddishkeit. And this is a Nakuda. This Hashoras HaNefesh. He's going to a better place. Sometimes people have a simcha, good riddance to you. But I say, you know, in the positive aspects of it, you know, and also some of them may, the opposite, celebrate the life that they still have, which is the opposite of what the Rambam wants. But there is in this idea of Sheker, you know, Motzi Diba Hutzil, something that applies only to Avelus, to Ptira, and not to any other moment of sadness that you have to reveal. What I'm driving at is if somebody had to inform someone that he just lost every penny in the market, the broker calls up and he said, I'm sorry, but you were wiped out. The person that may have a heart attack on the spot. So you have to know how to say it and when to say it and how to finesse it. And it's kalkola. It's a terrible thing. But it's not motzi. That's what I want.